What about the patient who either is intolerant of imatinib or has progression on it?
The simple clinical thing is if they're intolerant, you now have the option of using dasatinib or nilotinib. Dasatinib has a bit of a problem with a number of patients getting pleural effusions, and nilotinib has some hepatic dysfunction, but both of them are reasonably well tolerated, so that most people would then change over to one of these agents. And if you don't have the pleural effusion, you do fine. If you don't have the hepatic dysfunction, you do fine. So you can flip-flop between dasatinib and nilotinib.
How do you decide between the two?
That's a very difficult point because there's no clear data that suggests it, because the studies that have been looked at, both in a relapse situation or intolerance situation or frontline, show that they're really pretty close to equivalence from the point of view of efficacy. So that I'm not sure that anyone's actually going to do a head-to-head comparison. I'm sure that the companies are not interested in potentially shooting themselves in the foot. I think that these results will just have to evolve over time with comparisons of one versus the other. I think the most difficult thing occurs when clinically the patients develop an accelerated phase of the disease with the development of marrow failure or increasing blasts or return of the spleen, etc., or true blast crisis that occurs. And that then becomes, even though it's uncommon, it's still a very difficult situation to deal with. And by changing over to these other agents, a number of patients will get responses in accelerated phase or blast crisis, but they don't tend to be sustained. And I think increasingly people are saying, well, this is the trigger point. If patients are becoming refractory or developing accelerated phase, get started on getting the patients worked up for allogeneic transplant, because this used to be the treatment of choice for younger patients, but now has become a rescue treatment back where it was some time ago.
What do we know about the mechanism of why the pleural effusion occurs with dasatinib?
It's not very clear at all, and sometimes you can just drop the dose and give steroids, and you can give diuretics, and you'll get control. But it's not very clear as to what the mechanism happens to be, so that I can't give you any dramatic insights into the pathophysiology of it.